The Mishnah says in the Goyim, a Kohen who can't see with one eye is pasul to be to pasken on the gum. Clearly, if he's blind in two eyes, you don't have to tell me. But if he's blind in one eye, it's also a no-go, or if he has two bad eyes. So I'm a medayik that if he has one good eye and one bad eye, then maybe it doesn't pass to him. So the shayla, the practical shayla lemaisa is, well, not lemaisa since we don't have negayim, is what about seeing through glasses? If a kohen needs glasses to call out the neg, is that considered seeing? That's what the Teferis Yisrael tackles with. He raises the issue whether a kohen sees through glasses, is, in other words, is glasses considered seeing? And wouldn't this be relevant to here? It would be a general question of Re'iyah. The Shvus Yaakov talks about it regarding Chatzitza, seeing the spit when he spits on the kohen. No, not when he spits on the kohen. But during Chatzitza, when the woman spits, if you see it, if a Dayan wears glasses, or the discussion about Shchita, if a Shochet's wearing glasses, or the issue of Birkas Ari'iyah, but that's the Shiloh. So here he raises the question of the gum. So the Gemara in Brachas, he wants to marshal as a Raya, Brachas Chaf Hey, I believe, which talks about the issue of seeing Erva through glass. That the Gemara says that seeing Erva through glass is also a problem. You can't say Kriya Shema. And therefore, that will lead to conclusion that if seeing Erva through glass is usher, that means seeing is seeing, and therefore a Kohen could pass in a Shaila through the gum. So that's the right. So really, so is that a raya? What would the other school say? It's not a raya, because the gum is different. You can't bring a raya from the gum. Why can't I bring a raya from the gum? Because the case of brachas, maybe re'iyah isn't re'iyah, but the problem by erva is to hear her. Obviously, re'iyah causes to hear her. So you don't need such a great re'iyah in order to get to hear her. The hearer works without it. So therefore, really maybe Re'iyah isn't. Maybe Re'iyah through glass isn't Re'iyah. The reason why it's a problem by Erva because of Hirur. That's one possibility of rejecting. Or another one, even if you assume Re'iyah through glass is Hirur. But over here by Negaim, it's the glass that's enhancing the vision. It's not this thing through glass, it's through glass enhancing. So therefore, it'd be no Raya that a re'iyah for negam is a go. On the other hand, the raya against seeing is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that if you do Kiddush HaChodesh, if you do the re'iyah through glass, that's mashuv in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chav Tal Chav Hei, that it's a no-go. To receive re'iyah through glass is a no-go. However, that wouldn't be a raya against either, because the Gemara goes and explains. It's not talking about if he's seeing the levana through glass. Maybe that's okay. The Gemara is basically saying it's a case where you're looking, we see the moon, the reflection of the moon in the lake. So with chashin and letoz, we're saying we're concerned that it's not going to be clear. That's why your e isn't good. But in a case where glass is, where it is clear, so then maybe it would be good. So therefore, there's no raya in either. Both rayas are discussed in both directions, may not be a raya. And therefore, the shayla would depend on, you know, which Gemara you think is the ikur, etc., in terms of whether re'iyah through glasses is considered re'iyah, and if it is, maybe negam. Maybe, so we don't have a raya. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. We'll have to continue.